This is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Really glad that you could join me today. As you know, if you've been following over the past few weeks, I've been on this little sort of customer kick, just really focusing in on customers and what they mean to your business and picking the right customer, getting them involved in your business, all of that. So I think I want to continue with that today because, you know, last week we talked about getting customers involved in your business, getting them involved early, making them feel like a part of it. But I wanted to go a little bit further on this point because I mentioned at the end of the episode something called advocacy marketing, advocate marketing, word of mouth marketing, whatever you want to call it. Super, super powerful. And maybe you've even picked up the book that I recommended, Brand Advocates by Rob Fugetta. Just an amazing book with tons of data about the effectiveness of a true advocate, someone who's doing it, you know, not because they're paid, but just because they want to. But how do you spur that? How do you get that action? How do you actually get customers to tell others about your business? Let's talk about that. Now, once you've found a core set of customers who really like what you're doing, you can start to expect, you know, they're going to start to talk to others about you. They're the ones who are going to start spreading the word, and they might even advocate for you. Maybe it's a little too early. And, you know, these guys are going to be your best salespeople, better than anyone you can hire. So that means, look, your customers are actually a part of your content strategy. If I haven't made that clear throughout this podcast series, let me underscore that again, because your customers are actually a part of your content strategy and a really important part. But you got to think of this strategically. It's not called content strategy for nothing. The strategy part's really important. Now, advocacy marketing, word of mouth marketing, I mean, look, that can happen on its own, certainly, if you got a really good product. But I wouldn't leave that to chance. Would you? I mean, in order for advocacy to be effective, like I said, it's got to be given willingly, without payment, without incentives. And the research in Fugetta's book is very, very clear. But that doesn't mean that you can't have influence over the process. That's what content marketing is. So here's how you do that. I don't mean to oversimplify this, but, you know, let's just kind of go over a couple of points that I think are important, right? The first thing, story. Story is really important. That won't surprise you to hear me say that. I often am talking about story. Why? Because people love a good story. You know, that statement about your business on the front page of your website, that's a good start, but it's not a story. It's not enough. You got to do more than that. That's the whole point of content marketing. You've got to create a story that's compelling. It's not likely to happen all at once. It probably needs a little time to develop as you are in contact with your customer and you sort of learn your way through this. But look, stories, we're attracted to stories as a culture, as human beings, and stories travel in a way that just, you know, simple facts and figures and you know, other things that are not evocative, they just can't do it the way that a story can. People really respond to stories, so you should be using this, and you should start off with that in mind. Don't be intimidated by it. Just start with something. It doesn't have to be permanent. You can always change it. That's the great thing about the web and a digital business. Now, when they share your story, right, that's the whole point, right, make it a little bit more shareable, it helps to understand why they share your story. I think this is a really important point, right? They share, again, not because they want to help you. That might be one of their motivations, but it's generally not the first motivation. It's not because they want to help you, even if they really like you. But they share because they want to help themselves. Now, if your mission is big and bold and you're trying to do good in the world, then look, people are going to want to be associated with you. They're going to want to be associated with your business or your brand. And they're going to share your story because it affords them some of that shine that you have, right? If you are a mission-based business, this is why this works really well for content marketing. There's a shine to what you do, and they want to be associated with that. So what do? They share, right? That exchange does not extract from you. In point of fact, it amplifies you. So you want to have them feel like there's an affinity to you enough that they're going to actually share about you. But here's the thing. You also need to know where your audience lives And you know, this is why social media is so important to a content strategy, because look, when it's at its best, it's about relationships. I say this all the time, but it's bi-directional. It's not a broadcast mechanism. It's not for promoting your stuff. It's bi-directional, social, right? It's called social media because social is the most important component. So you can't just get in there and start blaring your message. You've got to create a conversation. It has to be back and forth. And are you a topic of conversation? Are people talking about you? And if so, where are they doing that? What platform? You know, sometimes you don't even need to be involved, especially once this gets going, but you do need to be aware of where your audience actually is. And you want to do this in sort of a, you know, unobtrusive way, but you kind of want to sidle up to them, you know, nurture the relationship, make them feel like they're actually a part of what you do. If they do that, they like you, they're going to share about you, they're going to talk to folks about you, and, you know, like I said, do that willingly and excitedly. Now, the last thing that you want to do involves content. And of course, I always think of that being a content guy, but hey, look, you've got to supply them with the information or the content or the inspiration or whatever it is. You've got to give them something to share. You got to make this really easy for them to, you know, for that transaction to happen. You don't want there to be any sort of, you don't want to have them do any extra work. Right? If they're going to talk about you to others on your behalf, make sure that that whole thing is frictionless. Don't make them come up with their own content, their own story about you. They might do that. That's great, but don't expect it. Do the work for them. Why wouldn't you, right? It's really your job. But help them. I say this all the time, right? Give them short, shareable pieces of informational or inspirational or entertaining content, whatever it is. Have that be available for them whenever, wherever they need it. And if you're really smart about your content strategy, you can turn your blog into something like that, where you're building these little short form or medium form pieces that are accessible via one click that someone can share. They can travel a lot better than the static content on your site. It's a great thing. So you really should be thinking of your content strategy as a team effort, even if you're just a solo business, right? Team effort, because your customers are actually performing a really important role in this. And like I said, you can influence them. You can't control them. Think of it as sort of your customers, especially these early adopters, they might be like the players in an orchestra where you are the conductor. They might be playing the instruments, creating these connections. You know, they might even be producing the music in this metaphor, you know, the content that they might tell other people about you with. But you're the one who's sort of coordinating it. And look, sometimes you get to sort of, you know, write the content. Sometimes they're doing it. It doesn't really matter. But you definitely want to have a hand in influencing it if you can. And I hope that metaphor is not too obtuse, but... But look, you know, when people are talking about you, sometimes it's really direct, right? That could be testimonials, that could be social sharing, what I've been talking about, or sometimes it's like, you know, simple sort of low value type things like likes on Twitter, for instance, or a like on Facebook. These things are, you know, they're not that meaningful, but they're not meaningless either. But sometimes the way they're talking about you or the way that this impacts you is more indirect, like data, right? Like number of followers, like usage, number of downloads. You know, again, it's not a hugely important part of the picture, but it is a part of the picture. It's not something that can be ignored. And this picture that's starting to form about you, your business, your mission, you know, with all these little pieces of content, you know, whether it's the content you create or that others create or this sort of indirect content like data, you know, that picture is going to start to crystallize. And once it starts to do that, it's going to be hard to change. It really is. I mean, it's going to be up to your customers to change it. But this is why it's really important for you to help guide it early on. I mean, you want a hand in that. You don't want this to get away from you. Again, you're not going to have complete control over it, and that's fine. You need to get comfortable with that. But the most successful businesses are the ones who can find the right balance. So everything you need now to do this is available to you, and a lot of the tools there are free. There's no need to leave this to chance. You want to take control over it, get yourself set up with a content strategy built around your goals, and start work on this. You don't want to just leave this to guesswork. And as I've said before, hope is not a marketing plan. You want to go in at least with a strategy and sort of attack it with intent. Now, if you need help with that, I've got a lot more information, obviously, here on the podcast. I mean, I've been trying to teach this over, about 40 episodes so far. So I hope that you can get something out of that. I also keep a blog at michaelbozy.com or follow me on Twitter at mbozy. That's M-B-O-E-Z-I. And, you know, I really want to help you get your strategy together. I mean, this is what I do for a living, working with clients, talking about this all the time, teaching a course at Emerson College. I'm building an online course about this. I mean, I'm just really passionate about having people use their content to create connections, to further their business and their brand, or whatever it is that you hope to do. To me, connection is content. And so you got to have a strategy. So I got a ton of stuff for free that can help benefit you in that regard. So I hope that you'll take advantage of all of it. It's really my pleasure to serve you. And thank you so much for your attention. Really means a lot to me. Okay, signing off now. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.